So you let them touch your wife?
Yes, and she loved seeing me playing with the other girls.
So what's wrong with that?
She went all silent and closed her eyes as the waves of euphoria were obviously making her feel incredibly turned on.
I think jealousy is the biggest problem in most marriages, and many of my own friends tell me they would never take their wife to a swinger or fetish club. But the real reason is they are so insecure and scared that their wife might enjoy it too much and most likely tell them to piss off. Yes, my ex was just like that. He hated anyone looking at me, but he was always staring at other women. As she was talking, I was gently squeezing my bulge while watching her stroking her nylon-covered legs. I caught her looking, but she didn't say anything, so asked, "You look incredibly sexy tonight, Sue, but I have to ask, are you wearing tights or stockings?" She gave me a naughty smile, and then, without even answering, lifted the hem of her dress. She was wearing hold-up stockings. "Oh my God, that's so nice, and I can tell the sweets are working. Can I touch?" She just closed her eyes as I reached over and placed my hand on her knee, then sliding it up her leg, slowly caressed and squeezed her inner thigh. Physically trembling, she grabbed my hand and said, "Oh, God, that sent shivers all over me." Yeah, that's why people love ecstasy. It enhances all the feelings, and when someone touches you, it feels incredible. And when you're dancing, it's like you're one with the music and universe and feeling amazing. I touched her again, and this time she didn't grab my hand, but just stared at it as I stroked her thighs, then delved down between her legs. I was so turned on as the feel of her stockings was incredible, and when I felt the soft bare flesh at the top of her stockings, I heard her let out a little sigh. I was hard and throbbing and desperate for release, as I always used to play with myself while driving home from the club high on the sweets. "Nice, isn't it?" I asked, as she lay back, rolling her eyes and looking down at my obvious erection. "Yes," she sighed. Reaching for her hand, I slowly moved it onto my bulge and watched to see what she would do. She had a quick squeeze, then started doing it harder, exploring me to see how hard I actually was. I was still between her legs, teasing her soft inner thighs and gently rubbing my fingers over her knickers. Waves of ecstasy were flowing over me in such intensity I had to really concentrate on the road. Luckily, we were on the A1 and it was fairly clear of other cars, but the time was still only 9:20 and we had at least another hour before the club opened.